This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Jason Fussy. First name is Jason, J-A-S-O-N, last name is Fussy, F-U-S-S-Y, Fussy, date of birth 2-26-1978. This letter is being written to Dr. Tam Nguyen. First name is Tam, T-A-M, Tam. Last name Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 180, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-258-5083, fax number 408-258-4347. Dear Dr. Tam Nguyen, T-A-M, last name Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Thank you for asking me to see this 46-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Mr. Fussy has been having ongoing problems with recurrent abdominal pain, diarrhea, diarrhea after eating many different kinds of foods, period. These symptoms are not very consistent, and he feels nuts, dairy food, dairy foods, citrus fruits, wheat, and perhaps some other foods might be cause of this problem. He appeared somewhat anxious, but was very pleasant and totally was very pleasant, period. He also has history of rectal bleeding and some skins and soft skin and gassiness. And as a matter of fact, he's scheduled to see a gastroenterologist for all these problems, period. He has been diagnosed with atypical celiac disease, and he has been engaging in wheat-free diet. He also claims to have dermatitis herpetiformis, which is commonly seen in celiac disease. But as of right now, there are no dermatological lesions, period. He has many other problems, and I believe you are taking care of his medical problems, period. Examination was pretty much unremarkable, period. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. We talked about symptoms of celiac disease and other gastrointestinal symptoms, and he was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. He certainly would need a gastroenterologist and a dietitian, perhaps to sort out his diet and see to see what can be done to eliminate the offending foods, period. New paragraph. He got some RAS testing done, to many different foods, and all of them are, and most of them are class 0, and some of them are barely class 0 to class 1, period. Test results like that usually do not mean any significant food allergies, period. Certainly you can have some symptoms from non-specific food sensitivities, but true IgE type allergies would be pretty much unlikely in presence of very low positive results, period. Allergy skin testing was revealed a very small positive test to oak tree and dust mites and cat, and I do not believe they have any reason. I don't believe these positive results have anything to do with his symptoms that he has been experiencing, period. He was quite happy to hear that there are no significant food allergies, but things still have to be sorted out, and I am hopeful the gastroenterologist and the dietitian would be able to work this thing and come up with a reasonable answer, period. Otherwise, I really do not have any more recommendation, period. My final diagnosis, possible food sensitivities, but no evidence of any IgE type allergies. My treatment plan, avoid any obvious foods that might be the source of trouble. Number two, he can certainly take Allegra or Benadryl, which he has taken in past, if needed for any allergy like symptoms, period. I have asked him to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Jason Fussy. Thank you.